GOP leader says the DHS chief has to go. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the likely next Speaker of the House at the U.S. southern border today, calling for the resignation of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
If Secretary Mayorkas does not resign, House Republicans will investigate every order, every action, and every failure will determine whether we can begin impeachment inquiry.
McCarthy says Mayorkas has lied to Congress repeatedly when testifying under oath that they have operational control over the border, a claim McCarthy says border agents laugh at. Earlier, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre called McCarthy's visit to the southern border a political stunt. The Supreme Court has rejected an effort by former President Trump to block congressional access to his tax records. The court's order saying Congress has a legitimate legislative interest and ordering the Treasury Department to give the tax records to the House Ways and Means Committee.
It is unclear when those records will be turned over or what the currently Democrat-controlled committee will do with them. This has been quite a battle between the Ways and Means panel and the former president. Lawmakers seeking Mr. Trump's personal tax records and some business records from 2015 to 2020, so just before he took office and his years in the White House.
Fox's Mike Emanuel in Washington still appealing two court rulings blocking his student loan debt forgiveness plan. President Biden is extending the moratorium on student loan payments. Begun during the pandemic, that pause in payments was scheduled to end in January and could now continue until the middle of next year. Wall Street closes higher on Tuesday, the Dow gaining 397 points, NASDAQ up 150, the S&P 500 closing 53 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Federal safety investigators are probing the crash of a television station's helicopter in Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Johnny Jennings says the pilot appeared to make heroic maneuvers just before impact.
It seems the pilot that was operating the aircraft made some diversionary moves to avoid hitting traffic. Fortunately, there was no vehicles involved in it.
Chief Jennings says if that's true, the pilot is a hero in his eyes. The pilot and a meteorologist from WBTV died in the crash. The National Chamber of Commerce imploring Congress to step in and stop a potential railroad strike in less than 2 weeks. The flow of critical freight like food and dangerous chemicals could stop sooner than that. A strike could also impact passenger rail service approaching the holidays.
About half the commuter rail systems in the country rely, at least partially, on tracks that are owned by the freight railroads. And, you know, most of Amtrak's long-distance trains are on that network, so they could potentially all be offline.
Connell McShane of the Fox Business Network, if it even one of the 12 unions representing freight rail carrier employees balks, there would be a work stoppage. The man who was the face of the fight against COVID-19 is preparing to step down.
For likely the last time in his decades-long career, Dr. Anthony Fauci briefed reporters from the White House briefing room on the state of the pandemic.
I have no trouble testifying. We can defend and explain and stand by everything that we've said.
House Republicans have signaled hearings and investigations into the origins of COVID-19 and research funded by the agency led by Fauci.
You may not know, but I've testified before the Congress a few hundred times, okay, over the last 40 years or so.
Fauci has announced he will be leaving government service in December. He's been director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases for 38 years.
Fox's Jared Halperin. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.